Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily. Hold on. I have the bout card in my hand, and I am reading it. And it says, I am being serious right now. The body is back. The body. Everybody said it was done. Philosophers said it. Society said it. Your birthday cards implied it. And tonight, it walks back into the arena at full voltage. Unannounced. Unashamed. To face 15 wisdom traditions who thought they had already settled this. One question. Many traditions. The body does not care. Let's go.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, submit your own, and discover your personal belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, why does my body still send the full signal when nothing about the situation has changed except that I'm 53? To answer honestly, you'd have to give up something tomorrow. The comfortable story that wanting this much at this age is a malfunction to be managed. Because the question underneath isn't really about biology, it's about permission. Why does my body still send the full signal when the only thing that's changed is that I'm 53? Sufism goes first for me, and it's almost unfair to the other 14. It invokes Halaj, mystic, executed for claiming union with God, who, three nights before his death, felt the old fire arrive again. Same ferocity as when he was young, same refusal to ask permission. And the line is, the wine does not check the age of the cup before pouring. That's not comfort. That's something closer to a verdict.
Stoicism disagrees on the mechanics, though it lands in a similar place. It says your nervous system is running its old protocols indifferent to your resume. And then it says stop auditing nature for incompetence, which is, harsh, but also exactly right. Stoicism isn't consoling you, it's handing you back your agency by removing the part you were never controlling anyway.
Judaism's move is different, and I love it. It says the Talmud has an opinion on ox goring, on the precise hour you may recite Shema, and it contains zero tractate on when desire should file for early retirement. And then it goes outside to the cold rain, which is falling because no one told it falling at this altitude, this season is inappropriate. 53 is not a verdict. The rain doesn't know, that's the whole argument.
Buddhism strips it down even further. It says the body doesn't know 53. It knows this breath, this warmth, this particular pull. And then it says the self expecting the signal to have learned your age is the only thing here that needs correcting, which is not gentle. Buddhism is often not gentle, but it's putting the problem in the right place. The signal isn't wrong, the expectation is wrong.
Vedanta pulls the lens all the way back and asks who is counting the years. Because what asks this question has no age, no spine that aches, no chest that tightens. The body is a wave. The wave is cresting. The ocean does not apologize for its motion. Picture someone in an office elevator, one other person, 20 floors of silence. And suddenly they feel it. The full thing, completely unasked for, completely on time. Vedanta says the witness watching that moment is ageless. The one embarrassed about it is not, and that gap is worth looking at. No tradition settled the thing I'm still sitting next to, whether the discomfort is about the signal at all or about having built a life that no longer has a designated place for it. Tomorrow's question won't answer that either, but it might help. See you then.
TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The body came back tonight. No announcement, no apology, no concern for the scheduling. And 15 traditions had to decide what to do with it. Some said grace, some said protocol, one said the rain doesn't know. All of them left the cup full. If this show is part of your daily practice, support it at TheGodShow.us. Free, daily, multilingual, and apparently ageless. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.